Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network. We are talking with the RMA Acting Administrator, Richard Flannoy, here today. Richard, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Richard, I appreciate you joining us. I know on Tuesday, RMA, the Risk Management Agency, the USDA, extending deadlines and waiving interest deferral for emergency drought relief. And we obviously know the situation in the Northern Plains is pretty tough for our producers, our farmers and ranchers right now. Talk about the decision to extend some of these deadlines and waive interest deferral and just some of the things that RMA is doing to help out producers with this emergency drought relief.
Sure, thanks. And yeah, really, you know, we've been monitoring the situation in the Upper Plains as well as across the country. And, you know, there's severe drought throughout much of the country, and producers are really just facing a lot of challenges given the drought. And so one thing we announced was that we're going to be extending payment deadlines and interest accrual for crop insurance policies. So really what that means is, you know, for most spring planted crops, as well as, you know, for other types of crops like pasture rangeland forage and other livestock policies, depending on when you bought those policies, you're going to get, you know, an additional 60 days in general to pay that premium without interest accruing. And so we felt like, you know, this was a good flexibility to give folks the ability, you know, maybe put off that payment if there are other expenses they're incurring, and, you know, really help give them another tool to help mitigate the impact of the drought.
Well, and obviously, as you mentioned, been monitoring the drought situation. And I know you've been up in the Northern Plains and the Dakotas where a lot of our listeners are at. And I know you've talked with farmers and ranchers firsthand. And what are you hearing from them on the ground? And is some of this new news with crop insurance flexibilities, and that kind of is that a result of what you've heard from your firsthand experience up there in the Dakotas here in the recent weeks?
Right. It really has been, you know, like I said, we've been monitoring the situation for quite some time. And then, you know, I made the visit and I've, you know, talked to other farmers and ranchers throughout the country, and a lot of it goes to the need for livestock feed. If folks, you know, do have a crop out there, you know, what they need to do to get those acres released so you could hay or graze it, or, you know, potentially plant another crop. And so, you know, this announcements today, the flexibility we give on premium payment, you know, it kind of builds off what we've already done this summer. We did some emergency procedures a few weeks ago that expedite claims for folks to get these acres released as soon as possible. And also previously we did provide some relief on preventive planting acres. I know there aren't a lot of those this year, but you know, in the future, if you have preventive planting acres, you can hay or graze those or chop those at any time without a reduction in your payment. And so really, you know, we're looking at ways to address the drought, you know, of course this year, but also going forward as well.
Yeah, because we have to think that even though, you know, we're seeing a lot of issues this year, some of that could extend into next year and beyond, depending on what we see for weather moving forward. Richard, if farmers and ranchers have questions about some of these different deadlines being extended and things of that nature, and some of these announcements from the Risk Management Agency, what's going to be the best way for them to find out more? Should they go online or should they contact their local offices?
So the best person to contact is your crop insurance agent. You know, they'll have information on the flexibility. And, you know, one thing I forgot to mention earlier is, you know, generally it's the 60 days, but sometimes it may be a little bit earlier depending upon when your policy termination date is. And so it's really important, you know, if you have questions or need to know exactly how long you have, just to talk to your agent. They're really the best resource. But also if you have additional questions, www.rma.gov, you know, we have a section on drought that'll give you some more materials that you can look at, as well as farmers.gov. That'll have information overall what the USDA is providing, you know, Farm Service Agency, Natural Resource Conservation Service. There are other options there, you know, offering on drought. So really, you know, I would say the agent and USDA resources are the best places to go if you have more questions.
Richard, any other final thoughts or anything you want to reiterate for us on some of these announcements here by the Risk Management Agency today and just looking at the drought concerns in general? Any other final thoughts for us?
No, other than, you know, like I said, your agent's your best resource. But, you know, we will you know, hope things improve for folks. But we hope these flexibilities do provide some help during these challenging times.
Well, with that, Richard Flournoy with the Risk Management Agency, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today here on the American Ag Network. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks.
That's Richard Flournoy with the Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator talking about extended deadlines for crop insurance flexibilities and more for emergency drought relief. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.